I can't believe I have to do this. Please pick up. Please pick up. Please pick up. Oh, hey. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for picking up, Olive. I'm so sorry for calling so late in the evening. Oh, how am I? Well, I'm all good. In fact, I'm doing great. Everything is just fine. Yeah, I still work for that agency. It's been a couple years, still going strong with my job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, I'm calling because I know it's been so long. Yep. How are you? How are things? That sounds amazing. Sounds great. Actually, I called because I took a leave from work for a few weeks to head off to New York. Yeah, just me. It's always been just me. Anyways, I planned this trip to the very last detail. Classic Virgo, right? But now I'm freaking stuck in the airport because my flight got canceled. Something about the engine or whatever. I'm waiting in line right now so I can talk to customer service, but from the looks of it, everything else is booked. The next flight out that's got an available seat is in 2 days. I know you still work for the airline that's got a flight in an hour, and I was really, really hoping you could squeeze me in. I mean, if I could sit beside the damn pilot, I would. Well, there must be a connecting flight or something. Maybe you know someone from another airline I can talk to? I've gone in and out of the country countless times the past couple of years, and can you believe it? This is the first time this has happened. I'm mortified for even asking, but maybe you could help me out for old time's sake? Okay, thanks for doing this. Like, I can totally wait. You are doing me such a huge favor. Remember in high school, we used to dream of doing stuff like this? Jet-setting around the world whenever we wanted to, going off to places we've never been to before with our future husbands and kids, blowing off our six-digit salaries on delicious food and designer handbags. Now, I'm sort of doing it, but alone. But everyone needs some me time, right? Oh, you're engaged? He's a banker. That's just amazing. Thank you for bringing that up. I am so happy for you. Yeah, I mean, sure, I could go home, but that really isn't part of my plan, and you know me, I love sticking to plans. I just don't want to hassle anyone by going home. I'd have to call my sister to come pick me up, and I'd have to endure a long and very painful car ride home. Hearing her go on and on about what a hassle it is to pick me up at the airport at 3:17 in the morning when she could be in bed. I've been busy, Olive. Busy with work, busy with freelance projects, busy taking care of my chihuahua, busy with meetings, busy keeping my health up. Busy, busy, busy. But I'm still pretty much the same. The girl who goes on autopilot, the girl who helps clean up other people's messes, the one that just can't seem to let go of her very organized and very full planner. I'm still pretty much that girl. I guess some things never change. But maybe I've become worse. You think I'm running away from something like I always do? Well, sure. Something. If something is a bunch of little things that just became one huge, massive pile of dog crap, then yes, it's something, all right? Remember in junior year when I slept over at your place for a couple of weeks because Dad was sick and I couldn't focus on finals? This trip is basically that sleepover, but I'm going solo. I hate that when you do so well in one aspect of your life, another just seems to crumble. So that's what happened. My relationship with you and the rest of the girls just faded away over time after graduation, and no one reached out. Mom and Dad are pissed that I come home late and work on weekends and holidays, but why would I want to stay home, rest, and think about the bills, or medication, or moving out, only to realize that I'm stuck because I can't afford to anyway? Why should I accept a future that hasn't panned out the way I wanted to, even though I work so damn hard? Well, everyone else's life seems pretty polished and perfect. How the hell do people even get decent shut-eye or even just breathe nowadays? So, Miss Former Cheerleader with the amazing banger fiancé and huge apartment, yes, I'm running away from something. If something is all of that, I'd be more than happy to run away from all of it, even if it is just for a few weeks. I hope you enjoyed my mini breakdown while I'm still in line for customer service, which, by the way, is taking forever. My plan is to go to New York tonight and to see all the sights and eat at all the restaurants that I wrote down in my itinerary, just like how I did when I went on my solo camping trip or when I ran off to Korea and London. I do not want to go home, because staying home aimlessly isn't part of the plan. Because home has never been home. I've never been one to waste time. Isn't it stupid that a place you should find comfort and rest in is more foreign to you than a place you've never been to? Hello? 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 Great. You'd think the girl who has an amazing job and apartment could afford a phone plan with better signal. Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm still here in line. This is taking forever. Sorry for the missed calls and messages earlier. I was panicking when it was announced the flight had been canceled. God, I'm pissed. I asked Olive for help, but I think she lost signal or battery or something. I'm fine. I ate a sandwich while waiting. Laura, I told you not to tell Mom and Dad. Oh my gosh, another counter just opened up. Laura, I really appreciate the offer, but let me just talk to the lady at the counter and see if they have a seat available. Or maybe they can do something about it. I gotta go, I'm next in line. Hi. I was supposed to take the 3 a.m. flight to New York. I get that there are no more seats under any airline, but is there a way for you to squeeze me in, even just as a chance passenger? Give you a second. I've been stressed in line all this time. Trust me, I can wait.